This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 470 for Monday, July 11th. Ice canola futures are pushing higher on Monday, getting support from gains in other vegetable oils. At the final settlement, the November canola contract rises $11.60 at $866.70 per ton, and the January contract advances $11.10 at $873.30 per ton. There are strong upticks in the Chicago soy complex, while there are more moderate increases in European rapeseed and in the off-session for Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are lower, tempering further increases in veg oils. While the prairie weather outlook is calling for hot, dry weather for most of this week, temperatures will be pushing into the low 30 degrees Celsius, which can generate thunderstorms. The Alberta Canola Producers Association is attempting to verify reports that canola in some parts of the province is bolting but is not flowering. With the province's crop reports now on a bi-weekly schedule, the next one isn't due until this Friday. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower, with the loonie at 77 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 77.11. The United States Department of Agriculture reports export inspections of corn are nearly 934,000 tons for the week ending July 7th and higher than last week. Outbound movements of soybeans are almost 357,000 tons, down from a week ago. Those for wheat are higher and are close to 310,000 tons. The USDA issues its crop progress report later this afternoon, and tomorrow comes its monthly supply and demand estimates. New crop soybean production is expected to be reduced to 4.48 billion to 4.71 billion bushels. Corn production is forecast to be 14.46 billion to 14.64 billion bushels. Total wheat production is expected to be lowered to around 1.73 billion bushels. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Monday. The August contract rises 9 cents at $15.22 per bushel. August soy oil jumps 1.13 cents at 63.72 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is up $1.60 at $4.32.90 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Monday as the September contract gains 4 cents at $6.37 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with the September contract losing 1.5 cents at $4.91. The U.S. wheat complex is falling as Chicago September foregoes 35 cents at 8.56.5. Kansas City September retreats 30.5 cents at 9.15. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September drops 32 cents at 9.59.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, July 11th at Markets Farm in Winnipeg. I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.